It is a great joy to my heart to hear the offerings that were made today. What was spoken was true evidence that all of you have understood properly what is Krishna consciousness. To appreciate the qualities that most please Krishna in a devotee is in fact the actual understanding of Krishna consciousness. Many people can understand philosophy, which is important, essential, on a theoretical level. But to actually grasp the essence of our philosophy can be witnessed when we genuinely appreciate and love the qualities that make a Vaishnav beautiful in the eyes of Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna. It is a great loss to the Vaishnav community of Radha Gopinath Temple and a great loss to the world that Her Grace Srimati Sharanagati Devi has been taken from us. Her qualities are rare, very rare. She was compassionate and at the same time very firm. For those who knew her, she was like a mother, a caring, loving mother. At the same time, she was quite strict in her sadhana, firm in her regulative practices. She was straightforward, honest, to speak her heart. But she did it with such genuineness, with such freedom of malice or envy, that even if she would correct someone or speak her mind about what someone was doing wrong, no one felt offended. Devotees were affected in their hearts because they knew she was speaking because she cared. She was glorified for her simplicity by almost every devotee. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains it is the fundamental quality of a real Vaishnava, simplicity, without duplicity, without selfish interest, without a personal political agenda. Sharanagati Devi just wanted to serve the devotees, just wanted to serve her guru, and wanted to serve Lord Krishna. It was very interesting. Upendra Prabhu described how there would be disagreements in the house on many subjects, which is normal. Marriage without disagreement can only come when the ashes of both parties are already in the Jamuna. But there was one subject they perfectly agreed on, and that was Krishna consciousness. Although a loving mother, a faithful wife, she very boldly made her priority devotional service, service to Guru and the Vaishnavas, chanting the holy names. What I heard today and what I saw and felt in my own heart over the years in her character was she really had the heart of a loving Vaishnavi mother. As Upendra Prabhu explained, she threw the phone. This was very sweet, actually, because she saw each and every one of her counselors in such a responsible way. She adopted these devotees as her spiritual children. A parent can be detached from their own selfish interests, but a parent should never be detached from their children's spiritual future. So she really took the responsibility of being a counselee so serious. These devotees are my children. I'm responsible that they never take birth again in this material world, that they follow the process by which they will love Krishna in their life. And how deeply and emotional she took that responsibility. That is what we read in the scriptures to be real love. Love for the soul. She beautifully embodied these qualities. The most sacred qualities that we need to see, that we need to feel, and that we need to hear about in our lives. Yes, Sharanagati Devi's departure is a tremendous loss to all of our lives. Her gentleness, her humility, in her relation with me, I never sensed anything but a very genuine, pure-hearted, straightforward desire to hear, to serve, and to please. I saw no duplicity. I saw a heart that was honestly and earnestly surrendered. That is Sharanagati. It is the nature of the world that oftentimes the true qualities that are glorious in a person are magnified and understood in truth only when the person is taken away. Because we are so often caught up in our day-to-day occupational duties, domestic duties, and even spiritual duties that we love, we respect, we honor, we appreciate a devotee. But to really focus our full attention on someone and go deeply in what they really mean to us is something that oftentimes we neglect until that person is no longer physically with us. In fact, I can say that was true amongst practically all of my own god brothers and god sisters in relation to Srila Prabhupada. We loved him, we served him, we surrendered our lives to him. But none of us really understood deeply how important he was to us until he left. In this way, the departure of a devotee is a way that Krishna not only elevates that devotee in his loving service, but it is a way that Krishna glorifies a devotee in the hearts of those who are sincere. I am profoundly grateful to Sharanagati Devi, to Upendra Prabhu, to Chandrika Mataji, because this family is just so wonderful, so genuine, so simple, so honest. No suspicions. People could trust them. And to earn that type of trust is very rare. It is a major accomplishment in this world. And they earned that trust from their spiritual master, from the assembled devotees, and perhaps from everyone they came in contact with who was fortunate. So please, let us try to transform this tragic loss into a glorious gain by deeply contemplating and worshiping within the altar of our hearts what Sharanagati Mataji represents in our lives. That true, simple spirit of honest, straightforward, devotional service, surrender. I sincerely pray to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Nitai Gaura Chandra, and to all Prabhupada and all of our previous acharyas, that their most profound infinite blessings shower upon this very special and wonderful soul. And I pray to Sri Guru and Gauranga that they shower their blessings upon the incredible family of Sharanagati Mataji. And I pray that those blessings come upon all of us in the form of recognizing and remembering how she lived in a spirit of real devotion and how she left this world in a very, very auspicious state of Krishna consciousness. Not complaining, just in her last days, I believe Krishna really fulfilled her innermost desires. She loved devotees. And so many came to see her. And so many were praying for her to reciprocate with her sacrifice of love. Krishna is reciprocating. Krishna showering his mercy. Please let us worship this great soul in our hearts. Because in doing so, we can establish not only real Vaishnava culture in our own lives, but in the society around us. Recognizing and appreciating the qualities that she imbibed is the real future of Sri Radha Gopinath Temple and the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I thank you very much.